The following shiur has been presented by Rev. Binyamin Hollander, Dayan, Beis Din, Mishpatei Chayim, Yerushalayim, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Daf Chof Ches Omed Aleph. The Mishnah says, Machrim Odom Mitzoynoi Umibkoroi. ומעבדוי ומעבודו ומשבחוי סב הקניינים ומסתי אחוזוסי. A person can be machrim, meaning he can make something kodesh for the kohanim, a part of his possessions, but it's also to be mekadesh all of it in the household. And as it says, ואם הכרים אס כולם, אינו מוכרומים. If he was mekadesh all of his nechosim, and did not leave anything for himself, then there is no din chayram on his nechosav, not even on a part of his nechosav. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. The Chassam Sofer adds that this din applies also by Hefka, that if one is mafkir all his nechosav, then they will not be considered Hefka. Omer Rabbi Loza ben Azaria. Said Rabbi Loza ben Azaria. Ma im ligavoya, ein odom reshai lachin kol nechosov, al achas kama vekama shei odom chas al nechosov. Just like by Harami, that the object that receives din chayrin enters reshus hegdash, the din is ein odom reshai lachin kol nechosov. A person is not allowed to be matim all his nechosov, and if he did, the chayrin is not chal at all. Al achas kama vekama sheyodom chasam nechosov kol shekein. The person is chayav to be careful about his nechosim and not to give them away to a hedyot. Rather, he has to keep it for himself or at least enough to live off. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Loza ben Azaria is arguing with Rabbi Loza since lechora they both held that a person cannot be machim all his nechosov. Says the Gemara. So what is the argument? They are arguing whether one has to be choshev to what Rabbi Ilo said. Omer Rabbi Ilo, b'usha yiskino shamevazbez ad yevazbez yoyseh mechoymesh. That a person who gives from his nechosim to poor people should make sure not to give more than a fifth of his nechosim in order that he should not need to go and be dependent on others. And this is what the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Loza ben Azaria is. The Rabbi Eliezer does not hold the Rabbi Ilo, and one can't go and spend more than Chumash. Just, he has to make sure to leave a bit for himself. And so too, he can be machin kol nechosov as long as he lives over a bit. But Rabbi Loza ben Azaria holds like Rabbi Ilo, and therefore even for Chayrim, he's not allowed to go and spend more than Chamishis min nechosov. Tachroinim asked, why is there such a chashash that we need to be dependent on others? The Rama writes that it's more to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu whether a person will become rich through giving Maisa. And if so, Kol Shekein, he gives more than Chumash, that he will be Zoyche to this Brocha, Brichas Hashem Tashi. So why was there such a chashash that if he gives more, he'll become poor? And even those who argue and say that it's also to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they still hold that person zikha not going to lose out by giving tzedakah. Especially as the Shulchan Aruch brings in Yeridah Simurish Ben Zayin Sif Beis that the oilom ein odom ma'ani minat tzedakah. A person can never become poor from tzedakah. And no dover ro yehezek misgalgel al yodom shenema v'hoyo ma'isa tzedakah sholim. The Gemara says the Shulchan Aruch brings that no ma'isa hezek will ever come out of giving tzedakah. So why he is a sarsa chashash that he will need to be dependent on others if he gives too much tzedakah? Maybe we can explain this takana of Rabbi Ila according to the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that this is din Torah shelo yechalek odom kol kaspei de tzedakah kedetnam be'erchin, like we learned in the Gemara Erchin and we learned by Harami. And the Rambam also brings it in Halacha, Lo Ilam Lo Yakdish Odom es kol nechosov v'ho'isekein uive adas hakosu. As it says, mikol asher loy v'loy kol asher loy. Only mikol asher loy. And kol amefaze b'moine b'mitzes al yefaze yoyse mechoymesh. V'kemi shemefaze ein zu chasidus ela midashtus. Someone who does it more, it's a meister tipshus. What do we see that Aruch HaShulchan is learning? That this is mefurush min haTorah. It's also to divide and give up away all one's nechosim. So therefore, there has to be a shir for this. Chachomim, what is the shir? They gave a shir which is ke'en deraisa, and that is meister v'chomesh. Based on the post of a koil asher titin li, Aseh Asenu Loch. Aseh Asenu, twice Meiser, is Chaymesh. The Meiser Yerushalmi already brings the Masech to Peah, that Din Chaymesh is Aloch El Moshe Mesinai. But it said it was forgotten, and then Chozav Yistu. And it's not like the passages of the Pasuk, there is no limit to how much Tzedaka you can give. From the loss of the Gemara that says Ayivaz Vez Yosef Chumash comes out, the Chazal will not convey a chiyuv to give Chumash Menachosov to Tzedakah. Rather, they warned you that even if you want to give a lot of money to Tzedakah, you should not give more than Chumash Menachosov. However, from the loss of the Yerushalmi, it is mashma that the Chachomim were mesaken Tzedakah to give Chumash and not less. As it says, Bu'usha Nimnu, Shei Odom Mafrish Chumash Min HaChosav LeMitzvah. It does not say like in our Gemara, Loilam Ayivazdeis, and it says, Yehei Odom Mafrish. It's a Chiyuv Afrosh of Davka Chumash. However, the Shulchan Aruch in Simur Reish Mem Tes Kef Aleph says, exactly like it says that's in the Gemara, Shiyum Nesinosa, Im Yodai Maseges Yitin Kefi Tzorecha Aniyim, and Shulchan Aruch adds mitzvah min amuvcha. So we see that it's mamish, like we said, like in our Gemara, it's not a proper chiyuv. Rather, they're warning you that if you want to give money to tzedakah, to not give more than a chumash. Chofetz Chaim in Aleph Chesed Perek Yutes asks a difficulty in the Rambam. In Parashat Mishnayos, for the Rambam, on Masechet Peah, he writes that Hishtatfusoi, Bigmach, Bomamoinoi, Yesh Loi Gvul, Fuhu Chamishis Momoinoi. Vaomru, Nimnu Beusha, Lio Is Odom Mafrish Chimesh Nechosov Le Mitzvah. In Usha they were Nimnu that a person shall be Mafrish Chimesh for Mitzvah. And he continues to ask a question. Sharei, Imra Odom Shvuyim. Person sees people in being captured. Harei Hutel Olam Liftoise Kemosha Tiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Harei, he has to toise them. He has to get them out of Shevi. Oire Evim. Person sees people who are hungry, are rumored, people who are naked. Harei Hutel Olam Lachilom Oilechas Toisom. He has to give them food or clothes. Kemosha Kotov Dei Maksoy Mashe Yachseloi. Keloi Mal. Yashim kol ma shechoseloi. Varei hu chayev lahashmin kol ma chseyron kol zman shemechseyon. Oy pidyoinom hu pochoiz mechoymesh. Aber im eim tzrichen yoyse mechoymesh. Noysen achoymesh levado mistaleik. Vein olob chet mi mono ime lahashmin kol ma shem tzrichim. Keimon she yoyse mechoymesh. Says the Rambam, that only if he did not give more than Chumash, that he did not have an Avera. But if he gave up the Chumash, then if he did not give up the Chumash, he has a Chet, he has an Avera. L'chayra, this is like what we said, the Shid of Yerushalmi. So Yerushalmi holds that the Chachomim were mesakin to give exactly Chumash, and not less. So we see here from Parashat Mishnayos to Rambam, l'chayra, he holds like Yerushalmi. However, in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim says the Rambam, that if one only comes and asks for Dei Machzoroi, and the person has not got enough money to give him, he should give how much he can afford, up to a fifth, which is mitzvah mufcha, which means that the Rambam is saying here, like the Bavli, there is no chiyuv to give a fifth, but Chazal fixed, so that is the borderline, not to give more than a fifth. Answers the Chofetz Chaim. The Imperish, the Mishnah, the Rambam is talking about when there's an Oni standing here in front of him. And therefore the Rambam holds that one is chai to give him a fifth in order to support him. The Rambam is talking about that there are no Aniyim around. Rather, he's going looking for them. And for that, there is no chiyuv chomesh. Rather, it's a mitzvah toiva or mitzvah min hamuvcha. Said the Chofetz Chaim, that the Rambam learned this halacha, this difference from the sphere between Yerushalmi and Bavli. Yerushalmi is talking about a place where there are already Aniyim here, and that is why he has a chiyuv to give chomesh. Mashenkin, the Bavli is talking about when there are no Aniyim around. And that's why he writes, Ayyavazviz Yosem in chomesh. No in the lotion of chayev litzin chomesh. And he darshens it from the pasuk Aser Asrenu Loch, the Yaakov Avinu donated from his own generosity. But the Yerushalmi learned it from a different pasuk. The Yerushalmi learned it from Aser to Aser. Aser to Aser is a tzivuy, a commandment. Also in Yerushalmi it said, Be'usha nimnu. It does not say like it said by Be'usha hiskinu. Since the lashon of nimnu is, they came to an agreement together, that what the Torah writes, they must say it means, at chomesh min hachosah. The Chofetz Chaim just asks, that the Rambam and Matnas Aniyim said, bo oni v'shal, which means that there is an oni here in front of us. And even so that he writes, that chomesh is not a chiyuv, but oni l'mitzvah min hamuvcha. Says the Chofetz Chaim, that the Chidonim b'kiyoyse writes, so the Rambam was chizah from his second Perush HaMishnah Yisrael Rambam. And he holds that even if there are aniyim around, there is no chiyuv to give chomesh, it's only mitzvah l'amukho. The Chofetz Chaim himself answers, and Hilchos Matnas Aniyim is talking about someone who has not got enough money to give a fifth. And about him he writes, and nevertheless, mitzvah l'amukho, he should push himself and give chomesh into the aniyim or here in front of us. However, in Perush HaMishnah is talking about someone who can give easily a fifth, and therefore his chiv is to give when there are near him around. According to this shot, that the Rambam Perush HaMishnah is talking about someone who is not tight for money, there is a chiv to give when there are near him around, at chomesh, we can understand why he said that midas chasidus to give even more than chomesh. Reb Tzodik writes in Sefer HaZichronos, that even after the takona of chomesh, according to the Rambam, the midas chasidus ain't shio. But this is the mishu sholim bemunosoi shloi lidoik dagas mochav shloi yarev Hashem nefesh tzadik. That is only for people on a high madriga. They never daiga what they are going to have for tomorrow. The takona was made for people who are not on such big bale emuna. However, from the Shulchan Aruch HaRamah, it's mashma that the Chazal work of Ed Alocha by the passage of the Gemara, that the Chiyuv HaChomesh is only the mitzvah mamukha. Now after all this, the question is asked, is an Oshri allowed to give more than a Chomesh? Said the Chofetz Chaim, from a lesson of the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredes and Reish Nun Aleph, that he writes, Im Yodai Maseges, Yitin Kefitzoy Echaniyim, is mashma that someone who should give even more than a fifth. And Rabbi Yankov Emden writes explicitly, Vadai choyvo hu ala oshe lafanasei velitin kol tzolkoi kefi ho'efsha lefi abrocha shebel choy Hashem ve'im b'zeh shio. And the whole takon of Ayyavazit Yosem Echoymesh is only in a place where the poor people have who and what to rely on, and he wants to spend again more than a choymesh. The foulness from Berevach. He wants to get that Aniyim to have not some fast some elektroich. He wants to give them meat and all other types of goodies. And he brings a rav from Al Gemara that says that Takonas Usha is loyachim odom kol nechosam, involuntary giving away all nechosam. The Bach in Eretz Lulav also brings a thesis in Baba Kama that says there's mashem from the Gemara in Sukkah that says the Rav Gamliel bought an asking for Elef Zuz, even though it was much more than a Chumash. How was the Oivan Sakona of Usha Shamavadna Yivadna Yisam Chumash? Since we say that the whole reason the Sakona was our purpose to make sure that he will not come to the situation of being dependent on others. But by the Nosi, Rabbi Gamliel was a Nosi, by the Nosi no such chashash. So anyway, all of his needs are on the tzibur. So we see the Chayyim that by an Oshe, the Sakona is not Chad. However, Rabbi Moshe finds in Igos Moshe writes, that even though from the Shulchan Aruch it's much that the person can afford to spend more than a Chumash. And the proof being that the Rambam does not bring this Halacha in Hilchos Tzedakah, only in Hilchos Erchin, but since the Ramah does not mention it, it means that he holds that this is Halacha, which also belongs in Hilchos Tzedakah. And says Rav Moshe Machria, one is not allowed to give more than Chumash unless it's Pekuach Nefesh. Zion Weiss, in his Tshuvos, Minchas Yitro, Kelekesim and Amadalit argues, and said that there's no proof that the Mechaber Ramah are arguing. As if yes, there would be if there would be an argument, the Ramah would have written V'yesh Oimrim. And therefore he says, the Ramah is saying, Ein Yodoi Masheges Aye Vazbez. But if Yodoi Masheges, if he can, he can should give more than a Chumash. And finishes off the advice that today, that since the whole time we have Nidhi Anim coming every minute, every day, anyone who could should give even more than a chumash or mitzvah ka'ovid.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.